Thank you for introduction, and generally thank you for inviting me here into Warsaw. It's my pleasure to present here with this lovely company. And my talk will be about a short introduction into our way of producing tactile maps and tactile models. Generally, let's go for it. Short introduction. Yeah, my name is Radek Barvír, and I came from the beautiful historic city of Olomouc, Olomunica, in the center of Moravia, from Palackie University, Department of Geoinformatics, where we also produce and do some research on tactile maps, and that's what I will show you in these 15 minutes, hopefully, catching this time. From the beginning, we started experimenting and producing tactile maps in 2008. Actually, we is not the correct word, because at this time I was not with this group, but generally my colleagues started producing some tactile maps, obtaining a grant for this, and producing so-called maps of a modern type, which nowadays we wouldn't call modern anymore. But those were some tactile maps which were colored, which were produced using powder 3D printing technology, and they were interactive because they were mounted on some electronic box with audio devices and some electronics. So we were exploring some low-cost solutions, but for these days, these like multimedia tactile maps were kind of low-cost, but we were still thinking about doing it more effectively, more efficient, and more low-cost while preserving the quality. And in 2015, we get an opportunity to explore new, let's say, technology, touch it 3D, how we call it. And it was a basic principle that we will 3D print some models or tactile maps, whatever, which are consisting of two parts. One of the parts is made of non-conductive material, and one of them is, the second one is from a conductive, electrically conductive material. And combine these parts together to have some like background and then some interactive elements on the map or on the model, which will interact with some mobile device, with some tablet or mobile. And within these 2 years, we were like testing if it's possible or not, and trying to find some applications of this. We are producing some like different kinds of models, but even that time we were thinking about applying it mostly on tactile maps, because we are cartographers, geoinformaticians, like mapping the space. So that was our first idea. This is just generally the principle that you touch some of these conductive elements, like these small black buttons, and the signal goes through this model and touches the touch screen of the tablet or mobile, and then the mobile can do something, can say, okay, this is a restaurant, this is a hospital, and so on. Give some feedback to people with visual impairment, or even like people without visual impairment. And my master's thesis was then connected with this technology, implementing it on tactile maps and producing these maps more effectively than before, with the idea that we don't need a special electronic box for each of the maps, that we can have one tablet and we can switch the maps inside the tablet. So we can use it for one map, We can use it for a different map of different area, and the tablet is working only as some universal holder of the electronic equipment. So that was the idea. We are using OpenStreetMap data and so on, using some prehistoric 3D printers in nowadays view with two extruders. We were designing larger maps for tablets, smaller for mobile phones, and using some simple mobile app at this time. In 2018, we obtained another project which gave us opportunity to make it more professionally. We started adding color in the tactile maps, and we were linked with some organizations which enabled us to test these products with people with visual impairment, and we developed these like more interesting, more attractive tactile maps as those which I kind of put with me to show you the functionality. What was new in this stage of the research that we implemented different types of description of these interactive points. There is some mode for just short description, like this is restaurant. Then there is a long description, which can give you some additional information. There can be some game, okay, let's find something. And when the user is touching these interactive buttons, it's telling him, okay, this is wrong, go a bit more right, and so on. Description of path between two points and so on. I just want to show you it maybe in practice. There is some simple mobile app below, which is of course necessary to connect these two parts. And I just put this map inside, and there are those like interactive switchers between the modes, which when I touch them with my finger, it can change the mode. And for this first basic info mode, if I touch some of the buttons, it tells me that this is a fountain. In the more detailed description, it can tell me what is the name of the fountain, for example, and so on. Or there's some of the game. So this is task is to find a city hall, which is in the middle of the square. And if I touch something else, it tells me this is not correct. Try to find something else. And if I touch the correct one, it gives me again some feedback. So that's the general principle. And we were testing it with blind people and people with different ways of visual impairment with this mobile app, which was designed for it. But it's a kind of simple map. For each of these map, it was just necessary to put some definition of these buttons and the text and the functionality, which is some G code, the JSON notation. Not very user-friendly, but that's how we use it before. According to testing, we also implemented some changes between colors and so on. In recent years, since 2020, we had a follow-up project. We finished kind of research of tactile maps and started producing models of 3D models of real buildings, some historical monuments or important buildings to provide these models, especially for education process of different architecture styles and these features. And that was a bit change. The principle stayed the same, but we wanted to somehow present to people with a severe visual impairment how different architecture styles look like, what is the structure of a church or of a castle, or some other types of buildings. And for this reason, we 3D modeled from each region of Czech Republic one significant monument, different castles, bridges, churches, and so on, and printed it in like ordinary plastic, and also with this touch-it 3D technology. We also had a new larger 3D printer, so the models were larger to capture all these architectural events. And we also designed a different application, because before, for these tactile maps, we used the principle that like people can touch it to like get familiar with it, and after they were interested in some points, it was necessary just to 1 second hold on one of the elements, and then this auditive description and vibrations were activated. But for the more complex 3D model of some castle, it was not possible to use only touch to distinguish which part is interactive and which is not. Here it's easy. These points are highly elevated. But in case of the building models, we had to use a different approach, that the model was vibrating all the time when the person was touching some interactive elements, and we found that it's useful to launch the auditive description after a longer time of touching it. Well, generally, my time is coming to the end. Just this application was a bit nice, so I have some more time. This application had another advantage, that no more was necessary to edit the JSON code, and I could prepare the application background using this editor mode, so I could define what each button will say, how will be large, will be where it will be located on the touch screen, and so on. So this was another new issue of this project. Generally, we then published all these outputs because the project already ended last year, but you can find all these models, the application, all these JSON files, and so on, at our website, tactilemaps.upol.cz. In project outputs, you can download each of them, and also there are two books related to tactile maps, tactile graphics, tactile aids, and also this touch-it technology, which you can also download there. Or there are also like hard copies, but I was limited by my backpack, so I didn't took any here. It's unfortunately in Czech language, but I think Polish people could somehow understand the content. So this is also downloadable here in PDF file format. And yeah, that's kind of what I wanted to say here. Thanks for your attention, and thanks for the opportunity to be there.